I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Yes, we do live in a cynical world. And yes, sometimes people are pissed off. But we're here to turn that frown upside down. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Vibe Check, 585-252-9800. Who's knocking at the door?
Vibe check, Mimi here. My vibes are very Werewolf of Rochester with all the morning fog this morning as I'm headed to the gym.
Oh, hey.
Go pump some iron, Mimi.
Oh, yeah. By the way, 390 near Scottsville Road, nothing but fog. So be careful if you're driving in that area.
Oh, no, literally all 492. I was over the bridge. I was like, am I on a bridge right now or am I on solid ground? I'm not sure. So classic.
That's why I give pilots so much credit. It's so impressive when they land a plane with low visibility. Couldn't be me. Couldn't do it. Those guys are pros.
No, for sure. Who else is here?
You know, we haven't heard from Nico and Steve in a while. Where are they at?
Yeah, where are you boys at? Let us know.
You missed Pizza Thursday last week. I was kind of pissed.
Oh, I know. That is crazy. You know, I'm looking forward to the ultimate 80s party for the prom. So the Rochester Hearing and Speech Center every fall does like an ultimate 80s party. And this year they're doing a prom on November 9th. You know, I think it's so important to be able to dress up and go out to an event that isn't a wedding.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the only time us as older adults get to really dress up and go out. And it's really cool when you get to do that for other occasions.
Oh my God. 80s party? Are you kidding me? You're going to play all the hits.
It's iconic.
Like this one. Hey, yeah. Name that artist, Breezy. Come on.
Mick Jagger?
Come on. Hey.
Phil Jackson.
Phil Collins. Never
met him. Don't know him.
And you know, man, that this party's going to be off the chain.
We're going to end up in prom court. I just know it. You and I.
But Scott Spisano just walked by, gave me a thumbs up because he can relate to this music so much.
He's going. He has us playing in his Walkman.
I love him.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, who else is here?
Who else is here? We have Mindy here. Mindy says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. Feeling good this morning because I finally started getting back into a workout routine that has got away from me for quite some time.
Mindy, you and me both, girl. It's so important to run. You gotta lube up those joints.
Oh, God.
I was going to go for a run yesterday.
Are you going to run the 5K with me this weekend?
No. Here's the thing. It's not that I don't want to. It's that I don't like running in front of a buttload of people. I don't like doing it, Breeze. You can do it, but...
But you choose to run down Park Ave? What?
No, I would never run down Park Ave.
You did run down Park Ave.
East Ave.
No, you told me I was running down Park Ave and I ran into my friends at Half Pint that I stopped running.
That was not a run. That was more...
the truth comes out.
That was a walk, and then when I get to an area where there's a lot of people, I slow down. I don't do the run. No siree. But kill it. Crush it.
All right, vibes for you.
pretty good. I'm on Apple right now looking at the iPhone 16.
We don't need it.
No, I know, but I, you know, they did the launch yesterday and I was just making sure I knew what the price was. They start at $800. For those of you that can't afford it and want to buy it anyways, that comes out to $33 a month. But it's, they do come in very pretty colors.
What colors?
Oh my God, look at the pastels. They come in like pink, green, bright purple, white, black. They are nice. They're pretty cool. Anyways, though, no, we are not getting one. We're just window shopping. Vibes are up. I had a really chill night last night at home. I cooked some dinner, and then I watched the Apollo 13 documentary on Netflix.
What's that?
How it's based, I mean, the movie with Tom Hanks, Apollo 13, is based off of this crew, but how they got home. The technological advances from like the 60s and 70s.
Were they in the sky?
They're in space.
Oh.
They had to get them home. And there was a 10% chance that they're actually going to live. I was just blown away last night watching this.
Right.
I'm like, there are so many people out there that are just so freaking smart and intelligent. And it's like, to get them home the way they did blew my mind. That's all. That's all I'm going to say about that. Anyways, vibes are up though.
Wow.
And Breezy and I.
Very passionate.
Well, you know me, I love space. But Breezy and I were getting our new studio this week.
I know.
And so we're excited for just everything to be brand new and also a change of scenery. We've been struggling in here in the last year and a half. Things are dying on us.
Some days we have air, sometimes we have heat, sometimes we don't have either. So.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I mean, like, I finished Chimp Crazy last night, and it was wild. It was crazy.
How many episodes? Four?
Yeah, it was just four.
Just the four.
Spoiler, but, like, the girl got her ear ripped off. She was like, would I own another chimp again? Absolutely.
100%.
Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, these people love their monkeys.
I would love to have the chimp lovers' brains studied by science, because something's not right. Something's wrong. Something's very, 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 very wrong. But yeah, I watched that, and then I'm on to Mormon Mom TikTok documentary show thing. I don't know. It's a lot. They're Mormons, but they're swingers. I don't know. It's a lot.
Breeze, I watched the first couple minutes and I shut it off. I was like, this is not what I thought it was going to be.
It's more like a Selling Sunset kind of vibe for sure.
Didn't like it.
I know.
But other than that, you guys, it's going to be a really nice week. The sun is shining every day, even throughout the whole entire weekend. So today looking at 72 for the high, lots of sun. And like I said, we can expect that throughout the rest of the week.
Gorge.
So Kathy Hochul, our governor, paid a visit to Rochester yesterday and announced that some things are going to be changing after the really violent summer that we just had. And let's be honest, it was more than violent. It was pretty bad. So we'll get to what she's doing and what the city is going to do to try and combat this violence. We'll talk about that coming up next on the big story of the day on PXY Morning. Stay there.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Happy Tuesday. So here's what happened yesterday. We had Governor Kathy Hochul, who paid a visit to Rochester, and she announced that the city is getting 25 additional New York State troopers in funding for technology to help solve, but most importantly, prevent crime after a pretty violent summer we had, for lack of a better word, because God knows it was violent. And she made note of the shooting in Maplewood Park, along with the deadly stolen car crash in Brighton that killed that poor 92-year-old. And then recently the fire in Irondequoit, where a family of four was murdered in their home. And Hochul spoke at Rochester City Hall alongside the family of Taija Manning, who was killed in Maplewood Park. It's not supposed to be like this, she said, and we're not supposed to bury our children. She said she's aiming to address violence through three ways: increasing law enforcement capacity, upgrading crime fighting technology, and then increasing initiatives to prevent crime. So she will provide additional troopers to work directly with the Rochester Police Department. Here's a clip of her speaking yesterday and what she had to say.
I'm here to outline new steps that my administration is taking to combat the recent spate of crime in Rochester. Because I know people are hurting. I know you're angry. I'm angry too.
I know you have to read from a prompter. We all, I get that. But if you're going to say you're angry, why don't you mean it?
I'm angry.
Come on.
You know what?
Maybe she is, but you know, I didn't buy it. Anyways.
I'm just extremely disappointed.
So the state will be providing agencies in Monroe County $24 million to upgrade technology that's going to help prevent and investigate crimes. That includes $10 million to the Rochester Police Department and $11.7 million to the Monroe County Sheriff's Office. Hochul said the funding could go to drones, license plate readers, mobile camera systems, and a lot more. But she also announced $2 million for anti-violence outreach groups, which I think is a great idea. She said these groups help to provide mental health support and support, like crisis support, just to prevent and address violence, you know. And also the people who have committed crimes and then did their time, sometimes they need to be able to have somewhere to go after all that when they readjust and they get back into society. She wants to help with all that. And you know what? I mean, I hope this money goes to good use, because she's not wrong. It was a pretty violent summer.
Yeah.
I felt like all we were doing was touching base on the horrific things that were going on.
Yeah, I mean,
some good. We had some great stories, but there was a lot of bad.
In this situation, in this job, I mean, like, you know, I'm kind of shocked to even hear you say any of this, because we read it and we talk about it and we digest it. And then it kind of, you know, in my opinion, I feel like we haven't read anything horrible in a while. But I think that just goes to show that
what's a while? Last week?
I mean, like, I there's just been longer stints for me personally in the last 5 years I've been here, but I just feel like that just goes to show that this is like so normal to us, and like these families are continuing to hurt because their loved ones were ripped away from them, and you know what I mean.
So I give so much credit to our friends at, especially at Channel 10 News, who actually report the news day in and day out.
Yeah.
That's got to affect you at some point. We do it at a certain point in time on the show, and then we go back to having fun and sharing some laughs. That's all they're doing, is just talking about the devastating things going on within the city. Obviously, there's some good news they report too, but let's be honest, a lot of it hasn't been great, especially recently.
For sure.
So I hope, like I said, I hope this money goes to good use. Coming up on the show, how is the teachers? Teachers listening, how's your first week of school?
Official couple days here in the books. I mean, nothing crazy, because most of them started, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But those first couple days of getting your feet wet, some stories can come out of those.
Yeah, we were hoping you can do us a favor. Can you spill the tea on your new students? 585-252-9800.
Who's going to be a problem child?
We're asking you to spill the tea on some of your students, and I know you got some. There's got to be a handful of you listening who already have figured out which students in your class are going to be a problem this year. Kids say the darnest things, do they not?
We'll
get to your messages and calls coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Teachers, how was your first week back at school? We're asking you to spill the tea on some of your students this morning. And I know there's got to be a handful of you listening who already have figured out, I mean, who you don't like in your class, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be a problem this year? It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy. So I have a teacher friend who's been changing kids' lives for the past 10 years now. And she's a great teacher, but I mean, the stories that she brings to the table all the time are so good. So she asked her students in the class, what are some of the things that happen when you get upset? And how are some ways you can calm down? And she says that one of her students said, when her mom and dad get mad, they throw their rings on the floor.
Perfect.
It's like...
Seems healthy.
Yeah, no.
Seems healthy.
I think it's probably safe to assume these parents like to fight in front of their kid without any hesitation. I gave a girl a promise ring my junior year of high school. One day, she got really mad at me. She tried to take the ring off to throw it at me, but wouldn't come off.
Her finger was green.
I bought it one size too small. Absolutely brilliant thinking on my part.
No, for sure, because that would have pelted right off your forehead.
But yes, her finger was green. 585-252-9800. Teacher, spill the tea on your students. This is a safe space, and no, you don't have to use your full name to dish the tea.
They're like, yeah, I'm not losing my job.
No, we just want your stories, so don't sweat it.
Yeah.
But first week back to school, everyone's faking it.
This is the official first week back, like full week, which is going to be a doozy. We love the little toe dipping of the 1, 2, 3 day week back, and now this week fully sending it.
From first grade till senior year of high school, what was your favorite grade?
Oh. Ooh. Honestly, freshman year.
Oh, my God. It was the worst.
Why?
Freshman Friday. You get the crap kicked out of you.
Oh, no. That couldn't be me. Just, you know, experiencing homecoming and experiencing all these new teachers and classes and upperclassmen, dare I say. And it was just really the bee's knees, in my opinion. I was obsessed.
Yeah.
But it's funny because both of our moms worked in the school. Your mom worked in what, the high school? Or where did she work? What school did she work at?
She did both. She did the middle school and then the high school. Okay, so she pretty much followed me.
So, I mean, can we blame her? My mom was primary. So, you know, kindergarten to, I think, the highest she got up, which was to second grade. But
And that's the thing, too. My mom had all the tea on all the students. But when I got in trouble, like when I got sexual harassment in art class and in school suspension, who do you think was the first to hear about it? Mama Moose.
She's bopping down to the counselor's office.
Here come the texts right now. All right, let's get to some of you teachers here. Spill the tea this morning. How was your first week back at school? But we're asking you to spill the tea on your students. Sherry is here. Hi, guys. It's Sherry from Greece. I've called in a few times. Oh, Moose, I think I worked with your mom at Athena. But years back when I was teaching, I had a student who would sit there and do nothing other than draw pictures of hot, naked women giving birth to swans.
I'm sorry, what?
I think that actually might have been me, Sherry. Thank you for texting.
That was definitely you, for sure.
It's got to, you know what? It's crazy to be a teacher and watch your students do things. And like, what comes to mind? Like, do I get them help immediately? Or this kid is just, he's effed up. Like, there's no helping him. What are you going to do?
No, there's
he is
no
who help. He is.
There's absolutely no helping you whatsoever.
You can't do it. We got someone here by the name of Lori. Good morning, Lori. Hi, guys. I'm not a teacher, but my daughter came home from school last week and said the girl she sits next to started telling everyone her dad is dead. Oh, my God. I brought it up to the teacher, and she said he was not dead. He's just an absent father.
Oh, my God. Wowzies.
Yikers.
Really going for it. Okay.
I saw a girl not too long ago wearing a t-shirt that said, you don't have to be dead to me. We got to get this girl that shirt.
So morbid. Jiminy Cricks. I find myself on teacher talk a lot, that side of TikTok, where these teachers will just like post these stories of these kids and they'll reenact it and they'll do all the things. And some of them are dark. Some of them are really dark.
Yeah.
Really dark. Because kids, I don't know, once you reach a certain age, you don't really have a filter. You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of like, here I am. Here's what's going on with me. You don't really understand.
There's no filter from the time they start talking till maybe, I don't know, when they're 10, 11 years old. And then that kicks back in when you hit the age of like 80 and 90 years old. There's absolutely no filter.
All out the window.
My grandmother was a prime example of that. Hi, good morning, Moose and Breezy. My son is 6, came home last week and said I quit. And when I asked him what he was talking about, he said he is quitting school the same way his dad quit his job. Oh, God.
Okay.
There's a lot going on in
homes. A lot happening. Absolutely. Well, with that being said, it's only been 5 days, you know what I'm saying, depending on what school you're in.
Right.
And we have a long year to go.
Yes, we do.
And I'm sure we should keep doing this. We should check in quarterly with our teachers and just say, what's the vibe? What's been going on with your students? What's the tea? Because the stories that come out of their mouths are absolutely hilarious.
And we had a great segment yesterday. If you guys missed it, I think it was in the 7 o'clock hour. But we had a mom that reached out and she was pissed because the letter that came home was about the whole birthday party issue. And the letter stated that if you are planning on celebrating one of your kids' birthdays, you have to invite every single person in the class, right, not just some. And people were outraged.
Outraged. Because it's not, you can't tell me who to invite to my house.
But then, you know, we kind of settled it. Yes, you can't hand out invitations in class and make other kids feel bad. You know, do it on social media where no one can see you.
Right. Or mail the letters.
But to invite all 22 kids to come to your home is, people were not having it. Some of these texts were great. Thank you guys this morning. Appreciate that. All the teachers, we got nothing but love for you. Let's go to happy hour soon. Breezy and I will totally go to happy hour with you.
And we'll leave it with this one. Yesterday, I witnessed one of my first graders touch the inside of his butt and then smell his hand. I'm looking for a new job. Yeah, for sure.
98PXY. Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas. Completely anonymous. And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Okay, well, this is about to get interesting. We have agreed to allow this listener to be anonymous today. And for good reason. She's feeling a little embarrassed. But in her defense, she's just a mom trying to protect her 2-year-old daughter from her own mother,
oh God,
aka grandma, who has herpes.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, this is a safe space 40% of the time.
Wait. Oh, God. Okay.
Let's get right into the message. Hi, good morning, Moose and Breezy. I had a parental confidential for your show. My mom is currently visiting from out of town, has been kissing my 2-year-old daughter, despite being previously asked not to. My mother currently has a cold sore on her mouth as she has HSV-1. She has agreed not to kiss my daughter while she has an active cold sore. But I have reiterated that I would like her not to kiss her at all. And that we are strict with everyone, not just her. And that's when the drama started. My mom is in tears, telling me she is heartbroken, she cannot kiss her granddaughter, coming up with all sorts of excuses. I have three children and none of them have herpes, which is untrue. My brother gets cold sores. But she then goes on to say, you cannot shield your daughter forever. What are you going to do? You going to stop her from being kissed for the rest of her life? What about when she gets a boyfriend? And then I responded by saying, she is my daughter and I will decide. I don't know what to do. I'm just worried about my daughter contracting this. I know I can control what happens when she's an adult, but as a child, I can prevent this the best that I can. Am I being unreasonable? What do you suggest for me to try and do to keep the peace? Should I allow kissing while a cold sore is not active? Thank you guys so much. I look forward to any advice from the listeners.
I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, that's tough.
Literally, I've said it once, I'll say it again. Herpes is one of my biggest fears. And like, I'm sorry if that makes me sound, I don't know, whatever.
Well,
but it is.
You got to be careful out there. I mean, so many people have cold sores. So many people. But it is easy to contract, especially in a child. But does anybody know, 585-252-9800, if it can lead to anything more serious
so
within a child?
The mom must have gotten this, like, after giving birth, No? Don't you automatically have it if your carrier has it?
No, not I don't think that's how it works. This is a cold sore on her mouth.
Oh, okay.
Okay, just let's be on the same page here. All right, let's get to some messages coming in right now. Let me see here. This is, that we have a.
Obviously a medical professional.
Yes, clearly. Diana says this can actually turn out to be a more serious issue, Moose. My dentist told me someone in her family with cold sores kept kissing her baby, and the poor thing started having seizures not long after that. What?
Yeah.
Fluid in the brain? Had a very, very long hospital stay, all from HSV-1.
What? This person says, I worked in pediatrics as a nurse, and it is very dangerous for a baby to get HSV.
Oh, it's got to be.
Well, I mean, like,
People know it. Do you have to add the one in? Do I have to say one? Can I just say HSV? People know what I'm talking about? Because there's obviously different types.
I don't know.
Well, that's,
again, I'm not a doctor.
I'm just saying this is what she wrote at HSV-1. I'm like, okay, I'll just say it how it is. Let me go over to DD. DD says this woman's mother's response is completely ridiculous. Not wanting her to get herpes and her kissing her boyfriend, who probably wouldn't have herpes, is not the same. It's your daughter's rules. It's her child. Yeah, I agree, DD. I do agree. If you guys are just joining us for Parental today, an anonymous message came in from a mom. She's a little embarrassed. She's trying to protect her two-year-old from her mother who's in town visiting. Grandma has herpes. She's got a couple of cold sores. And she won't stop kissing the baby. Like, stop being so selfish. Isn't this common sense? Why would you do that to your grandchild?
This is actually insane.
People are selfish. Let's go over to our friend Lynn here. Good morning, Lynn. Thank you for texting in. It's not just that it's a lifelong virus. It's the fact that young children, especially babies, tend to have severe and life-threatening reactions to herpes infections. It can kill babies. Your mom shouldn't have been kissing her at all. And yes, you can still spread herpes even if you don't have a cold sore. Yikers. See, this is what freaks me out when I go to the bars and I start drinking out of glasses. I don't care. And I've seen how some of these bartenders wash the glasses. Rinse. Blowing it, repeat. I don't care how stupid it makes me look. I'm usually the guy hanging out in the corner sucking my beverage out of a straw. Okay? I can't take a chance. I know it doesn't look baller when you're sipping an old fashioned through a straw.
Not the sex on the beach out of a straw. I love it.
But, you know, I mean, you can't be too safe.
No, you really can't. It's everywhere. You really can't. Everyone's like, save the turtles. It's like, no, save my immune system, honestly. I'm looking into it right now. I just Googled HSV in babies, and like we've just been echoing, it can cause a serious infection in newborns in the first 4 weeks after birth. I'm talking poor feeding, low-grade fever, irritability, extreme sleepiness, fast breathing, swollen belly, all of the things. And like, I don't know. It's selfish of grandma to be like, oh my God, it's not fine. Chill. Yeah, like, no, grandma, it's not chill. It's not fine.
It's odd that she would actually say, how are you going to protect her and be overprotective your entire life? What happens when she gets a boyfriend? What an odd response. Kim just sent a message that says, Google the kiss of death, baby. And you will I don't know how safe that is on a work computer. And you will see an
article. I'll take one for the team.
You'll see an article about a baby dying after being kissed by someone with a cold sore. I started getting cold sores when I was 8 and struggled with them my whole life. And after I had my children, I made sure to never kiss them or share food with them if I had a cold sore because I didn't want them to suffer like I did. Tell your mother to respect your wishes or she can leave. Josh says, hey, your mom sounds kind of toxic and manipulative like my mom. You should just tell her to leave. These are really great messages, you guys. I know.
But it's like, here's the thing, Moose. It's like, you don't really think about this stuff. Especially as a new mom, like, you don't know everything, right?
Right.
I mean, I don't know if every mom ever knows everything. But, I mean, with more reps comes more experience and so on and so forth. But, like, we talked about this over the summer when we had intern Claire here. You would never, like, people find it okay to just go up and kiss random people's babies. Like, that can be deadly, as we're seeing now with these examples and these articles and everything in between.
You know, this is what this reminds me of, okay? Fairport Music Festival the other weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting there hanging out. I run into a girl that I'm more of an acquaintance than friend. But we're like, we hugged it out. Like, hey, how are you? Nice to see you. She took my drink and started drinking out of the straw. Cold sore, upper left lip. I'm like, oh. I
she
took it and threw
drinking
it
out of
right. I threw that right in the trash. I'm like, what are you thinking? Can you have a little bit of self-awareness here? You have a cold sore. You're taking other people's drinks.
Lava threat the martini.
Oh my God. I was just so like, my jaw hit the freaking floor. Morning, Moose and Breezy. Just wanted to text in that this mom is in the right to prioritize her daughter's safety. She needs to stick to her boundaries to protect her daughter's health. And some parents could be stubborn. But I would have a heart-to-heart with your mom and really explain to her why it can be dangerous. Good luck.
Okay.
I don't think that heart-to-heart with her mother's going to work, to be quite honest with you.
No.
Please tell this mom she isn't being unreasonable. Grandma is being crazy. Tell her she can either follow the rules or no longer see your child. It really is that simple. Yeah. I mean, and you know, she's pulling a guilt trip because of the tears. She's crying. I can't kiss my grandbabies. No, you can't. Not with that shanker on your lip.
Not the shanker.
Come on. It drives me nuts, man. It's like...
I'm just like severely... I don't know. It's just not good.
All right. So to the mom that wrote in, best of luck. Boundaries.
Yeah, no, boundaries for sure.
Hold the line. Do not allow your mom, even without the cold sore, to kiss your daughter. Wait until she's, I don't know, like in her 20s and married and has moved out.
No.
Really protect her.
We can't do this.
Okay, everybody.
We can't be too safe.
Be safe out there, guys. You know, use straws. All right. Don't go sucking face with everybody that you see. You know, especially if you live in Brockport, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in Brockport. I've heard stories.
Oh, my God.
All right. We'll get to another Parental Confidential tomorrow morning on PXY. Again, stay safe out there.
I'm crying.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Whether you heard about this story or not, it has been affecting not just this community of Rochester, but down in Canandaigua as well. There was this brutal dog attack on multiple different individuals. I'm talking kids, I'm talking parents, and everything in between. And two people are now facing charges after a dog attacked two people last month in Ontario County. Casey Murphy and Madison Herendeen, 26, have now been arrested with assault and reckless endangerment, according to Canandaigua Police Department. Both are accused of allowing their pit bull, which had a history of biting, running free to attack others.
It's crazy.
Yeah. This is nuts because a 43-year-old father and his 10-year-old son were taking a stroll down on South Main Street in Canandaigua one weekend. It was the last weekend in August, and they both suffered from a serious attack. It was non-life-threatening injuries, thank God, but a bystander was hurt as well trying to intervene and stop said attack. Murphy and Herendeen were both released on appearance tickets, but... the dog at this point in time remains at an animal shelter locally. And this is not the first time that something like this has happened with this specific dog.
3-4 times now, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have a child that's been injured.
Yeah.
First of all, the guy it happened to, he's the nicest dude. I met him one time. Okay. What's he run down there? The coffee shop?
Ugly Duck.
Ugly Duck Coffee Shop. I think that's his place.
Yeah.
Great guy. But this should have never happened.
Never.
It's so aggravating, especially to people who are dog owners and take the responsibility to actually train their dogs, make sure they're on a leash.
It already happened once, and the fact that it happened two more times after that is like... I don't understand. And we had this conversation... I think it was yesterday. I don't know if it was on the air or off the air, but these pet owners I just truly believe when it boils down to it, some of them are extremely selfish. And I hate to say that out loud and make people who love their animals feel bad, because I mean it in a very niche way. But if you are going to allow, you know, others to be in harm's way or in danger because you want to keep a dog around who is...
has no business being on the streets.
Quite frankly, unpredictable... It's too much, and you're going to get in trouble. You're going to face legalities like these two individuals are. And
like yesterday, we talked about that woman, Miss Lee. She leaves her dog in a camper for several days. This is back in August.
Mm-hmm. This is what we were talking about. Yeah,
yeah.
That I was like selfish.
The neighbor reported it. It's in a camper. It's in August. It has no food. It has no water.
Yeah,
and it's covered in feces. The camper's a mess. It's covered in gnats and lice and you name it. And they finally arrest the woman when she gets back because she took a trip to Rochester and she left this dog in a camper for over a week by itself. What did you think was going to happen?
Right.
And then they find out the dog has been sick. It has cancer and they had to euthanize it, a week ago?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, why have pets? You want them as an accessory. You don't really want them to love. That's not love.
Right. Or you're so blinded by the idea of love or loving your pet or whatever the case may be that you ignore the red flags that is these brutal, like, just absolutely mauls that are being had with random strangers walking the streets, random pedestrians. And it's not safe. It's just simply not safe.
All right, guys, coming up on the show, we're going to get Gina on the phone, who says she is really upset after her roommate threw her a half-assed 35th surprise party. Is Gina being unreasonable and selfish? We'll get her on the phone with us to hear her side of the story coming up next. Her friend threw her a half-assed 35th surprise party, and now Gina is saying... she has every reason to be upset. It was a terrible party. Is Gina coming off as ungrateful?
No, no, no. We're not going to reward bad behavior.
We never do on this show. PXY Mornings, it's Moose, it's Breezy. And before you answer that question, let's get her on the phone with us first to hear the whole story. Hi, Gina. Good morning.
Hi, Moose. Hi, Breezy.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, Queen.
Thank you.
Thanks for the original message. Your friend threw you a surprise party. You said it was half-assed. Tell us why.
Yeah. So the situation is that, like, last week, I had my 35th birthday party, and I had plans to go out with my friends. But I get home from work, and one of my girlfriends has, like, 10 people all in our apartment that yelled surprise.
Okay.
I'm like, wow.
So she threw you a... who's this? Your roommate threw you the surprise party?
Yeah. She's my roommate, but she's my friend as well.
Got it.
Yeah. So I'm like, wow. Okay. She threw me a surprise party, even though she knows I hate surprises. Like, I hate them.
Okay.
You're so not amused. We can tell already.
Yeah. You're like,
all right.
Not
why
into
don't
it.
You just come out and say the party sucked? Okay, Gina?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to come off ungrateful, but. This is not it.
It's giving
that ship sail.
It's giving that vibe.
It was like the saddest, most pathetic party I've ever had. Like, to be a part of. Stop laughing.
Wait, I'm picturing like one streamer in a party hat.
I'm picturing
a cupcake.
My 10-year high school reunion. That's what I'm picturing.
Yeah, but I mean, like, what made it worse is like, it was my party, and now I'm obligated to be there when I had plans to go out.
Right. Okay. So, yeah.
She's like, so when does this wrap up?
This totally threw a wedge into your plans for the night. Now you have to sit there and hang out with a bunch of people you barely know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and first off, they got Italian takeout food. I don't even like Italian.
Why don't you like Italian?
I'm not into carbs at all. I'm not.
I'm pissed.
Okay. Wow. That's shots fired at Moose's Heritage. Okay. First of all, you sound so disgusted and off put.
Yeah, because most of the people that were there weren't even I didn't even know them. Like, they were at my place. I didn't even know them. They were mostly my roommate's friends.
Oh, I could see how that would be a little bit awkward, sure.
Why? Yeah, why is that? Because you don't have any friends?
There was no music. There was no DJ.
Oh, no.
No one even got out the Bluetooth for the speaker. Like, it just, they had Jello shots, which, come on, I'm no longer 21.
Yeah,
I'm too old for any of that.
How hard is it to pull out a cell phone and play some music?
There was nothing special about it.
Wait, Gina, did you express this to your roommate, how pissed you were?
Absolutely. I mean, and she's mad at me, but come on now. You knew what you were dealing with that crappy party.
Oh, my God.
And now she's saying I'm so ungrateful and that I had an attitude all night. But I felt like she's in the wrong because how are you going to half-ass my 35th birthday party?
Yeah, well,
I think I have every right to be upset. Right?
I could definitely see why she'd say you probably had an attitude.
Yeah, no, I get that vibe from you. For
I
sure.
mean, that's you're clearly not hiding that. But you know, it's I'm sorry that the 35th birthday sucked.
Me too.
You know, are you coming off a little ungrateful? A little bit, just a little bit, Gina?
I don't think so. You only got turned 35 one time. Like, a house party? I'm not 12.
I couldn't have been that bad, though. What else was at the party? I mean, there's people. There's, well, you had Italian food that you hate. And there was no music. And you hate Jello shots.
They also had cornhole. And I hate cornhole. So, I mean, this was a party for her. This wasn't a party for me.
Right. Well, it was her friends, her favorite food, her favorite games. And when she says, and when she said Italian, she meant pizza. Marks, I'm sorry. I know we're poking fun and it's all fun and well, but like you sound kind of bitchy. You sound a little ungrateful, if I'm being honest. I mean, like, I don't know. I'm a big birthday girl. I know a ton of people who love their birthday. And I see where you're coming from. I would definitely be angry if somebody went out of their way to throw me something that they knew I didn't want. But at the same time, like, you can't just, like, play the game and fake it for a minute.
No, you aren't there. You don't understand. Like, don't half-ass my birthday. If you're a true friend, you know me. You know to go all out for me. Don't half-ass anything when it comes to me.
I'm glad I wasn't there.
Yeah, I wasn't even there. I can already tell. Like, Gina's not a woman that wants to sit and eat chicken Marcella playing cornhole.
This is, not
she,
at all.
She don't want no chicken piccata, right?
It was there, literally Mark's Pizzeria.
Is Gina coming off as ungrateful, though? I mean, your friend did throw your birthday party. Obviously, it wasn't the one you wanted. But who's in the wrong here? 585-252-9800.
I have every reason to be pissed. I just wanted to share the situation with you guys.
But do you, though? Do you? Should you really be upset? Yeah. Where do you stand with your roommate right now after the party?
I mean, I don't have anything to say to her. She threw me a party for herself.
Right.
God.
I can't believe there wasn't any music. All right, let's get to some text. People are already saying that you're super entitled and ungrateful, Gina. So we'll
She's
keep
like, I'm not sure how I'm going to bounce back from this.
We'll keep them coming.
No, people don't understand. If you were in my shoes, you would definitely understand. It was my 35th birthday.
Mm-hmm. Which really, technically, it's not even really a milestone, you know? If it was your 40th, that'd be a bigger deal. All right, Gina, thank you so much for the call.
Hey,
I hope you work things out with your roommate, too. You know what I mean? She is your friend, after all. And she did go out of her way to throw you a party, so.
She's, like, moved out at this point.
I'm looking for someone. As we speak, I'm looking. I'm on Zillow right now.
Are you really looking for... Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Okay, we're going to have to let you go.
This okay, Gina, thanks for the call. See ya. Blows my mind that...
Okay, first of all, I think there's a bigger conversation to be had than everyone just like dogpiling on Gina.
No,
like,
we can't dogpile on Gina.
Like, I'll just get the messages out of the way.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gina, you're an entitled brat. Wow, what a brat. Gina's a you know what. Who cares if you're turning 35? But guys, I want to have a bigger conversation because I know we were both kind of like, you know, poking fun at Gina. But what she said kind of stuck with me of her being like, she kind of threw this party for herself. In the sense of like, there are people out there that are just not into surprises. They're not into that. That's not their thing. And if you have vocalized that to someone close to you for many, many moons and they go against that actively, I think it is a little selfish.
Well, here's the thing, though. Gina never said she didn't like surprise parties. She just said the surprise party she was given sucked.
No, she did at the beginning of the call. She said she didn't like surprises. Yes, well,
it
she
was,
did.
Listen, in her defense, it did sound like it was a little bit of a sad party. But Ashley was texting in and she goes, just another entitled person who is complaining that she's too old for Jello shots, yet she's 35. But not too old to still have a roommate.
Yeah, this person says 35 and has a roommate. Her fault.
All right, let me go to the phones real quick. PXY, what's your name?
Hi, my name's Kim.
Hi, Kim. Good morning. What's your take
on
this?
Good morning. I think that she's very in the right.
Really?
I do. I had a similar situation happen to me. A friend was invited to birthday dinner, invited all of her friends, because unfortunately all mine failed.
Okay.
That's tough.
At the end of the night, I wanted to go out to a bar.
Okay.
She made us go back to her house and just sit there, basically. And kind of wait to get information from her dealers of
party favors.
You know, things that are not
party favors. Yeah. We got it.
Yes, that are not party favors.
Got it.
There was a bar right up the road I wanted to go to, right next to her house. I was like, can we just finish the night there? She made us go to a very, very sketchy dive bar so she could get her party favors, which I was not comfortable with.
Right.
And then made me watch her engage in said party favors.
You know,
and I said many times, no, I don't want to watch this.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, at this point, you should have just been blackout drunk.
Yeah.
It was awful. And I wasn't drunk at all because I was having a terrible time. I was like, I just want to go home. This is not cool. It ruined my birthday. It's like, to this day, I'm still bitter and very upset about this situation happening.
Do you still talk to this friend?
No. Oh, God, no. I broke that off a few years ago.
All right, Kim, here's the deal. When's your birthday?
It's in March.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. Breezy and I, we're gonna redo your birthday for you. Okay, you're going to come out with Breezy and I, and we're going to have a birthday for Kim. We're going to celebrate your dirty 30. Okay, how old are you?
She's like, I'm 49.
All right, so stay on hold. We're going to get all your information.
Dirty again. Yes.
We're going to go ahead, call an audible here. We're going to actually celebrate your birthday with you, and we're going to do it 10 times better so it's more memorable.
Always signing me up for things I never approved
wonderful.
On.
Wonderful.
Okay.
So. My dirty 30 was during COVID, so.
All right, perfect. Well, I hope you're a blackout drunk for that one. Stay there, Kim.
All right, Kimbo Slice. Listen, I think Gina's friend has good intentions, this listener writes. I think she showed that she cared in a very childish way by assuming Gina would love all of the things that she also loves. But I do understand how Gina could think it was a selfish act. I think Gina should sit down and explain to her friend why she felt hurt.
Yeah.
It's so easy for people to just kind of take what she's saying. Because, yes, her delivery maybe wasn't the best. But I understood what she was saying. I did. Because you know what? Some people just simply aren't into it. And as we heard from Kim and as we heard from these other people, this is a very common thing. When I threw my mom her 60th surprise party, she was like, thank God you did this.
Yeah, I know.
Because nobody else would do it as good as I would or do. And
we were all there to witness
for
it
for quite some time.
It was a phenomenal party. We were all there. And then I'll leave it with Carrie, who says, do not throw people surprise parties. It sounds like the party really did suck. Who doesn't have music? At least play Frank Sinatra while she eats the Italian food she hates.
For sure.
Guys, thank you for all the messages. Maybe we can get an update somehow from Gina's roommate. That would be magical, would it not?
She's like, I refuse to come on.
We'll be right back.
98PXY traffic.
Patchy, dense fog this morning, and it is slowing things down. Please be careful. We're seeing that especially on 590 South between 104 and 490. 390 South by Chilayev also filling in, as it usually does this time of the morning, and reports of a couple of accidents, one in Parenton on Mason Road at Ayrault and in Brighton on West Henrietta Road at East River Road. I'm Marty Casper with the latest from the Barnes Firm Traffic Center. Injured? Call 1-800-8-MILLION. That's 1-800-800-0000.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. How do you feel about friends who play matchmaker with you? Breezy has, I would say, quite an impressive track record. Divorce rate in this country has skyrocketed in the last 5 years.
That, no fault of my own.
We can all thank her for that. But you have been... And I will give you credit where credit is due.
Thank you.
A few of these couples have gone on to get married.
I mean, for goodness sakes, one couple that I set up just gave birth to their final and third child just last week.
Yeah, congratulations to them. All because you butted in. Yes.
All because of me. You know what I mean? And like, I don't know. I'm just a gal that loves love. I just absolutely love love. And I think that everyone needs to experience love. And... you know, if I have two people in my life that don't have love or a relationship actively when it comes to romance, why wouldn't I do my part?
Because sometimes it can backfire.
Sometimes it can, yes. And of course, the couple that I set up that's been married for quite some years and they just, you know, gave birth to their third child and all of that is fine and well. And they seem to be thriving. There was another couple I set up. They ended up dating for, I think, about 4 years. They moved to a different, they crossed state lines together and that all blew up in my face. And then they came back at me and they're like, this is all your fault. I'm like, wait, you guys were going very strong for 4 years. And they're like, well, it's still all your fault.
4 years.
4 years.
No, how dare they take any responsibility?
I know, absolutely. I'm like, maybe you guys were extremely toxic, but you're right. It's my fault. So most recently, I was out for drinks with my girlfriend and a friend of ours. And we were having this kind of similar conversation of like, I'm single, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
And, you know, this is more so my girlfriend than me, but she kind of chimed in after one too many IPAs and was like, what about this girl? You know what I'm saying?
I love that your girl loves to get down with just hard IPAs.
Of course.
I mean, that's she'll get down on one knee.
She's a bro.
Right.
Yeah.
Give me a craft beer. And then Breezy's like, rum and Diet Coke, please. She's like, yeah, give me an Indian Pale Ale. She's the best.
She's like, I'll take a lager. I know. She's literally the best. But anyways, we were chatting and my girlfriend was like, what about this girl? So she, behind the scenes, set it all up. The Instagrams are matched. They're flowing. We're texting. Everything's good. And now the girl who was not sitting at the table with us, the one that was far away that my girlfriend was communicating with, she was like, I can't do clingy. I can't do crazy. Like, we can't do that. And we're reiterating this to our friend. She's like, yeah, I'm so good. Like, I'm so chill. All I do is, like, walk my dog and, like, sleep.
Right, right.
And, like, just live my life. And turns out the other girl is, like, kind of crazy.
In what way?
Like, we were talking yesterday and she's like, I didn't text her back all day because I was, like, you know, working my job that pays my bills.
Oh,
and then
no.
She was like, what's going on? She's like, I'm working. Like, chill.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either. And like, also, we have plans on Sunday to all go out together, like a double date.
Why don't you just wait until Sunday?
That's what I'm saying.
Here's the thing, man. Here's the problem that I have with so many people, and I try to tell this to my guy friends. Stop coming off desperate so soon. No, just stop coming off as desperate. Because too many people, they show their cards too soon.
And we'll talk about that later on in the show.
Yeah, we should. We should touch base on this. Because I understand that people love to get to know one another in text, but
You can't catch vibes over text. I've said it once, I'll say it again. You cannot catch vibes or get to know someone's personality over text.
You just can't. Simple way to handle it. Hey, I know we got plans on Sunday. Can't wait to see you. I hope you're having a great day. looking forward to the weekend.
That's
and leave it alone.
That's literally it.
Leave it alone. Now, what are you doing? What's your plan tonight? Where are you right now? Ugh. What
it's
a turnoff.
Giving me the ick.
What a turnoff.
And now I feel weird because, like, I want everything to go swimmingly, but she's literally shooting herself in the foot. No, she's blowing it. She's blowing it.
Where are you going on Sunday?
We're going to Vern's.
I am clearing my schedule because you know what I'm doing on Sunday? Going to Vern's. If you guys want to come with, meet me at Vern's. What time?
Not a sweet live show there.
Can't wait.
It's just like now I feel weird because like obviously we want this to work out. Obviously this would be fun. This would be like a vibe. But she's being crazy.
Yeah, that's not the
vibe.
And
she was the one that was like, I can't do crazy. I can't do clean. Like, babe.
Look in the mirror.
You're projecting. And it's just too much. And now it's like on me and my girlfriend. I mean, like, no one's going to take fault, obviously. And if anyone does take fault, it'll be my girlfriend because, you know, I can't take accountability. But it's just, I wish that people weren't so eager and psycho.
I know.
And, like, just so, like, I get it. Anxiety is, like, so real. And, like, that's a whole thing. But, like, what are we doing here? You're making me look bad.
You know, I played matchmaker one time in my life, and I was like, wow, I'm good at this. I think I'm going to become a dating coach.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling everybody about it. I was like, I'm bragging about it.
Oh, my God.
And they go out a couple times, and she ends up getting a restraining order on him. That was the end of it. I was like, I'm never doing this again. I was like, what's wrong with you? You got blackout drunk on the first date, and then you did it again after she forgave you when you did it. I'm like, no, dude, never again.
It's a reflection on you,
Laura,
to be honest.
Laura is weighing in this morning. Laura says, good morning, guys. I had a friend who did this when I would repeatedly ask her not to. I found it super offensive of her to assume that I wanted to be in a relationship just because she and my other friend were in one. She is no longer my friend because of this. Playing matchmaker is dumb.
Listen, I've had good success rates. That's why I figured this would be great.
Right. Here's the other thing, guys.
You think you know someone, you know?
If you do want somebody to play matchmaker for you and it doesn't work out, don't get pissed at them.
Put the swords down. Don't shoot the messenger.
Take some accountability.
I literally delivered the package and you played with it. Like, you can't return the package and be like, see, you should have never brought this to me. It's like, you were using it. You were using the package. So, I don't know. I'll keep you guys posted. This will be, you know, a saga and we'll talk about it on Monday.
I'll keep you guys posted too because I'll be there on Sunday.
You with just a big oversized newspaper in the booth of Burns. I'm like, okay.
Wearing a trench coat.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, looking at a high of 72 today for the high. So Governor Kathy Hochul paid a visit to Rochester yesterday, and she announced the city is getting 25 additional New York State troopers in funding for technology to help solve and prevent crime after a pretty, let's just call it a pretty violent summer. She made note of the shooting in Maplewood Park, along with the deadly stolen car crash in Brighton that killed that poor 92-year-old man, and then recently that fire in the Irondequoit, where a family of four was murdered in their home. Here's a clip of her speaking at the Rochester City Hall from yesterday.
I'm here to outline new steps that my administration is taking to combat the recent spate of crime in Rochester. Because I know people are hurting. I know you're angry. I'm angry too.
Are you?
So angry. So disappointing.
So she's aiming to address violence through three ways. She wants to increase law enforcement capacity. She wants to upgrade crime fighting technology and then increase initiatives to prevent crime. She will provide additional troopers to work directly with the Rochester Police Department. In this state, they're saying they're also going to provide agencies in Monroe County $24 million to upgrade technology that will help to prevent and investigate crimes, and that includes $10 million to RPD and then $11.7 million to the Monroe County Sheriff's Office. Hochul said the funding could go to drones, license plate readers. I know they wanted to start doing that at the mall. Mobile camera systems and so much more. But Hochul also announced $2 million for anti-violence outreach groups. She said these groups help to provide mental health support and crisis support to prevent and address violence.
Yes, of course. It's just hard, you know. It's hard to, you know, have all of this crime go on in the city and have so many people, family members, community members affected. And not see kind of a light at the end of the tunnel at this point. I mean, I hope that this is what it is.
This is a brutal summer, to say the least. Yeah. Brutal. And yeah, I totally agree with her. With the outreach programs, yeah, they definitely need that. Does RPD need more money? Sure. So does the Sheriff's Department and what have you. But look, at the end of the day, I mean, with everything that took place this summer, with all the Kias getting stolen, that poor 92-year-old guy in Brighton dying from it, the shooting that took place in Maplewood Park, I mean, it was one thing after the other.
Right.
And people are like, I don't really feel like going outside anymore.
Yeah.
When you get to that point, that's a problem. So I really do hope she does something about it. I get she was reading from a teleprompter yesterday, but she didn't, I don't know.
It just sounded disingenuous to me.
She didn't sound super pissed. All right, coming up on the show, you guys, 585-252-9800 is the number to use if you need to get something off your chest for There I Said It. I feel like right now is the perfect time to do that. We'll get to all of your messages and unpopular opinions coming up after the break.
98PXY is free and always will be. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98BXY.
All right, what's weighing on you this morning that you so badly need to get off your chest? 585-252-9800, that is the number to call if you need to clear the air.
Oh, I like your Odyssey hat today. Thank you. I just noticed that. Repping the brand.
Repping the company.
Oh, cute. Listen, mine for today is this. I know weed is legal now in New York.
Yeah.
But I believe that if you smoke weed every day, multiple times a day, you're running from your inner thoughts. There, I said it. And I don't think you ever really sit in reality with us. Where are you going? Stay with us. You know what I mean?
If anybody in this city is a big Kush girl, it's this girl right over here.
You know what I always say. It's 420 somewhere. Blaze it if you got it, brother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Some people confuse me with Snoop Dogg. You know what I'm saying? Snoop Doggy Dogg. Yeah, no. If you smoke weed, like, from the moment your feet touch the ground to the moment you lay your eyes to rest, what are you running from? Stay with us.
Yeah, where are you going?
Come back with us.
You're so high up in the sky. Come back down.
Do you ever really get meaningful connection with anyone, ever?
Some people are just better at it than others.
I guess.
Me, my eyes would be...
They're like, I drive better high. I'm like, no, you don't. No, Jess, you don't.
You got to convince yourself. You got to convince yourself. Let's go over to... Does anyone else think that the House of Dragons is so incredibly boring? It really does suck. There, I said it. I've never seen it. And yes, I've also never seen Game of Thrones. Never watched it in my life. So one episode. That was it. Jamie says, not a fan of Kendrick Lamar doing the Super Bowl halftime show. I think Madonna or Jennifer Lopez would put on a way better show. There, I said it. What is Jennifer Lopez going to go out there and sing?
I'm Kelly from the block.
Used to have a little, now I had a lot.
Didn't she just do it with Shakira?
Did she?
That was 2020.
I don't know. You know, well, you know what song Kendrick's going to go on. Stab this way. Stab that way.
Are you my friend? Are you lying?
All right, let him sing it.
Sorry. I mean, I don't even think he should sing it, if I'm being honest.
Let's go over to Megan. Megan says the new iPhone 16 is so pretty. I love it. There, I said it. Megan, do yourself a favor and save your money.
This person says, if you really want to check your partner's phone, you should probably just break up or divorce them. There's no trust in that relationship, and it shows. Why would you want to be with somebody like that? No, period. Point blank.
You're guilty of checking your partner's phones in the past.
In the past, maybe. Did I find something? Of course. I mean, you can only check if you have an inkling.
What'd you find?
You don't want to know.
No, I genuinely would love to know. That's why I asked.
An entire other relationship in another state. So tough. Like, how do you have a girlfriend in Florida? She's like, well, you know, these things happen.
Have you gone to therapy for that?
Oh my God. For the last 4.5 years.
Have you let it go? Or are you still bitter?
I mean, I wasn't going to bring it up. You asked.
Well, I just...
You were like, I need specifics. I'm like, okay, twist my arm.
Okay, I wasn't sure. Let's go over to Robbie. Can someone explain to me how that caller from this morning you had on doesn't like Italian food? How do you not enjoy Italian? Grow up, lady. Have a dish of pasta. It's good for you. And anyone who says differently, you can just forget it.
Have you been to Fiorella yet?
Yeah, one time.
So good.
It's pretty good, yeah.
So good.
It's not as good as Olive Garden. I like the real stuff, you know what I mean?
Ew. Oh my God, no, I'll puke.
Sean says a relationship with a dog is a beautiful thing, but in no way is it more important than a relationship with other people. The thing about unconditional love is that the dog will love you even if you're a crappy person. I don't think that's healthy. There, I said it. Thank you, Sean. Is that you writing that in, Breezy? That is you to
Can
a T.
Can we have this conversation tomorrow?
What?
I want to dive deeper. We've done 2 dog breaks in the last 2 days, and I just feel like I have more to say about it.
That's what I'm scared of. Yeah, maybe we could talk about prepping the show after we get off the air.
Sorry, yeah, for sure.
Want to know how to lose weight? Stop eating. There, I said it. Too many people fall victim to diet fads. It's not healthy. That came in from Scott. No, it's not healthy at all.
Scotty?
Like the person yesterday on the show said. Wow, that lean cuisine really filled me up, said no one ever.
Yeah.
And so I was watching this TLC, My 600-Pound Life. And I enjoy watching that show because... Not that I enjoy watching people struggle, but it just makes me feel better about myself. And it's just crazy to watch how clueless some people are. She was explaining to the doctor that her son is a lot healthier because of the food choices they now make. And the doctor's like, you gained 13 pounds this month. And she's like, no, you don't understand. He's like, what are you eating? And she's like, well, we used to eat just regular Hot Pockets. Now we do the lean pockets.
Literally the morning after her surgery, she was like, I'm violently ill and I don't know why. And the doctor's like, well, what did you have for breakfast? She goes, Chinese food.
Oh, my God.
Amy, what?
Is that from my
1,000-pound sisters?
Yeah, that's tough.
She's like, I don't know what's happening. Like, you had a vat of sesame chicken for breakfast.
Oh, my God. The lo mein. You know, it drives me nuts to see people pour milk into a cereal bowl before the cereal. I'm sorry. It's the wrong way to pour cereal. The same people who pour milk in the bowl before the cereal, I'm telling you right now, those are the same people during Thanksgiving blowing up their homes from putting the oil in the deep fryer before they put the turkey in. It's just common sense. There, I said it. Mm.
What are we talking about here?
We never know.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
You've been on 2 to 3 dates. I mean, you're just head over heels for the person, but you don't want to scare them away. You play it cool. You play hard to get. You act aloof. dating is a game of chicken for most people. Who'll be the first one to lay their cards out on the table and express how they really feel. And those people, ladies and gentlemen, will typically finish last. There, I said it.
It's so cute that you are giving grace of 2 to 3 dates, because some people don't even meet this person before they start showing their entire hand.
That's so true. That's so true.
And
not that we should be the ones giving dating relationship, but we've had our own personal experiences with it. Welcome back, guys. It's Moose and Breezy on PXY Mornings. What's your approach to dating and revealing your true feelings? Do you tell the person you're dating how into them you are, or do you wait 3 years like I do just to be safe?
There's a very big gap between the two of us, okay?
Do you lay it all on the table on the second, third date, or do you play it cool?
I was talking to some of my friends who are going through this situation, and it's just people are just show so much desperation when it comes to dating these days. It's such a turnoff, and it's so icky. It gives me the ick. It gives them the ick. It gives everyone the ick. We're all just like, ugh, God, what is going on here? Like, it's the too eager, too...
Right.
Too showy.
And listen,
too vulnerable.
I've been there. I'm speaking from experience. When a man is overly open and honest and excited to tell a woman his true feelings and he does that too soon, he either comes off super creepy or it's just a turnoff in general. She doesn't want anything to do with it.
There's a time and a place for all that stuff. Don't get me wrong. And I think that sometimes there is a misconception that, like, oh, men can't do that in general because they can't be emotional, or see, this is why men don't do this, because when they do get emotional, they get judged. It's not that. I think man, woman, he, she, they, them, like, it doesn't matter. If you are coming off a little bit crazy, but overbearing.
I think
it's too much, too soon, too fast, too hard. And I was having a conversation with my cousin, and she was like, I was talking to this guy. He was really cute. We were literally just exchanging messages on whether it be the dating app or texting.
Okay.
And he was like, I want to take you out. She was like, let's go. Like, I'm totally down. Like, they were having good conversation. And like we said about an hour ago, like, I don't think it's necessary to be texting the person that you've never met up until your first date, just because, like, leave it all for the table. Leave it all for when you hang out, so you can actually catch a vibe for somebody's actual genuine response rather than a couple of texts over an iPhone.
That's how I've always been, though, too. And I've had women ask me, like, you're not a big texter, are you? I said, no, eventually, yeah. I said, but I'm the type of guy, like, hey, meet me here at this time, this place. I'm looking forward to seeing you this weekend. Have a great day. That's it. Leave it alone. And the guys or the girls that are constantly like, what are you doing? What are you up to? It's just surface level crap. And it's like, I'm in the middle of something. Let's do this weekend on the date and time that we talked about.
Yeah. So with my cousin, she was like, yeah, like, I'm totally down, whatever. Like, all was well. They keep quasi like texting. And he goes, I should warn you, though, I have a really massive foot fetish. It's like, okay, then we're not, I'm good.
Why?
Like,
why?
What are we doing here?
That's, and
what
he
are
sent,
doing here?
He sent that through text, before
Never
the
met.
Date.
Never met.
What not happened? What
she
said?
She was like, I'm not going. I'm weirded out.
Why do guys got to do that?
I'm weirded out.
And then, everything, like, was going so well.
It was going fine. It was literally going fine. I mean, like, good on them to be like, you know, at least I'm not wasting my time. And listen, I think what I'm trying to say is, like, time and place, right? Like, if you are into certain things or you like certain kinks or whatever, I think it comes down to, like, getting to know someone, getting comfortable, and, like, if you feel out vibes, is this something I can deal with, their foot fetish? You just blowing people, it right off the bat, the like, it scares people away, and it's actually quite strange.
People get too comfortable too quick. I'm not saying I have a foot fetish, but I do look down before I look up. I will say that. Attention to details. I like a woman with a nice set of feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When was your last pedicure?
It's It's been a minute.
You nasty.
Andrea says, I get that 20-somethings are pathologically afraid of expression of feelings and commitment, but this is so dumb. If you like someone even on the first date, then express your feelings and tell them. Most likely they feel the same way. Women want to be told by a guy that he's crazy about her, whether it's on the first day or not. You couldn't be more wrong, Andrea. When you tell a woman you like them too soon, it can often seem like the perfect thing to do, maybe in the moment. However, it actually has the opposite effect. It makes her lose attraction for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, some women, whether they admit it or not, they do not want a guy telling them way too soon in the relationship how they feel about them. They will absolutely lose attraction. They will get the ick. It's a bad move, and women want to be able to create their own love story. I've talked about this.
Yeah.
They want to be able to be the ones to tell you they like you, but when they're ready to do so. You see what I'm saying? At their own pace.
So about an hour ago, we talked about, you know, me potentially setting up my friend with one of my girlfriend's friends, right?
Playing matchmaker.
Yeah. And, you know, things are kind of going a little in a weird direction. And the girl, not my friend that we were setting up, the girl that my girlfriend's friends with was like, I want to FaceTime with the girl.
Oh, no.
She's like,
FaceTime, you already have a date set up. Leave it alone.
Like, why are you being like
jumping
this?
The gun. People get excited. I get that. They get excited. But this is, and how did that, does that other girl know that she wants to FaceTime?
She told her, and she was like, I'm, like, doing things right now, like.
Yeah, see? Weird out.
Like, I'm, like,
doing too much.
Chill?
Everybody's doing too much,
she's
man.
She's like, I have a 5-hour drive if you want to FaceTime. It's like, why are we FaceTiming on a 5-hour road trip? It's crazy. Keep your eyes on the road. Hey, guys, it's Brittany. Tell a guy telling a girl that he really likes her quickly only works if the girl is also crazy about him, too. If she's doubtful, it's not going to work, and she's going to be immediately turned off.
No, and I know.
Of course.
But still, what's the harm in waiting after going on 5 or 6 dates? I mean, the problem is too many people are running towards something. There's no finish line when it comes to dating. Just let it unfold and do what it's supposed to do organically. And too many people push it and force it. And it doesn't work when you do that.
Too eager, too excited. And I get it. It's all like an exciting, fun time. But you gotta pump the brakes, or else you're never gonna end up with somebody because you're just gonna scare them all away.
Dude, they did a case study. I think it was at Brown University, and they basically asked all these women how they become naturally attracted to men,
mm-hmm,
who take charge and show confidence in their like ability to control the situation.
Right,
and they're like, him taking control of the situation and not coming off too eager too soon was very, very attractive. But when a guy who was attracted to a woman expressed his feelings too quickly, the woman lost interest right away.
Yeah.
I mean, look at our poor intern, Zach. Look what happened. That poor kid expressed how he felt to a woman of his dreams on the air, and she got the ick. Oh, that was tough.
She was like, I'm so good.
poor kid.
I think everyone is so eager, and I think everyone gets too excited, and no one has the wherewithal to feel out vibes. And you can overlook vibes all you want, but vibes at the end of the day is what's going to like actually communicate to you whether this person is into it or not.
Yeah.
So I would recommend taking a step back, taking a breath, relaxing, and don't let your anxiety get the best of you.
No, 100%.
Honestly.
And all my guys out there, you know, when you tell, I'm not saying don't tell a woman how you feel. You should 100% do that because it shows that you are willing to be vulnerable. Just wait a little bit.
Right.
There's a time and a place. Feel it out. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with doing it down the road. You don't have to do it right away. Because some guys got to hurry up and get it done because they feel like they're going to miss out. That's what's meant for you will be. You don't have to chase it.
Correct.
Thanks for coming to Moose and Breezy's TED Talk today. We appreciate it.
Relationship
that.
Experts? Probably.
No, not even. We're so far from that.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn.
get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action! Did you watch the film? Did you go home last night and watch Zodiac?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. It's giving Morse code. It's giving Da Vinci code. It's giving, like, I don't know this language. We have to kind of...
This is what happens when you chase a serial killer. You gotta put the pieces together.
It kind of reminded me of you that one time you cut out all those newspaper clippings and put it on that girl's car.
Well, you weren't there for it, so...
You told me about it.
Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out the 2007 film, that's right, Zodiac, that has an all-star cast, including Jake Gyllenhaal. But before Breezy breaks down this film, here's a clip of us acting out a scene from the movie yesterday on Moosterpiece Theater in, do I dare say, Breezy, some of your best work.
Crush it. Yep, he had a round face just like this. This is him. Yep, 100%. Are we good here?
Okay, now on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most positive, how sure are you?
I have to use the bathroom. I have to go number 2. Like, what are we doing
Focus,
here?
Focus, damn it! This is important! Now, how sure are you?
At least a 7 or an 8!
Well, which one is it? Is it a 7 or is it an 8? Get your head out of your ass and focus!
I can't! I can't concentrate! I have to go number 2 right now! I'm pooping!
What the hell?
Yeah, that was hard.
Cut! I don't know.
I don't know either.
You really threw a curveball in there. So here's the breakdown of Zodiac, if you've never seen it. In the late 1960s and 70s, this is all based off of a true story. Fear grips the city of San Francisco. A serial killer called Zodiac stalks residents and investigators and reporters like Jake Gyllenhaal become obsessed with learning the killer's identity and bringing him to justice. Meanwhile, Zodiac claims victim after victim and taunts the authorities with cryptic messages and menacing phone calls. Rotten Tomatoes scored this 90%. It is a great film.
It was well done. I will say that. And honestly, all-star cast.
Oh, yeah. Mark Ruffalo. And here's the thing. Even today, this took place in the 60s and 70s. I'm almost 100% certain they still have no idea who Zodiac was.
Was this based on a true story?
Yes, the Zodiac Killer took place in San Francisco. He was a real guy, real person.
That's kind of nutty.
Yeah.
The thing about this movie that was crazy was, like, it was giving a cross between, like, Da Vinci Code. I don't know. I think that Jake Gyllenhaal is just so, he's so good in these roles.
He is.
He's so good in these serious, mysterious, you know, crime roles. Not like a gory crime. It's more of a suspenseful crime. Like, I loved him in Prisoners.
Brokeback Mountain.
Right. Loved him in this.
Can't even ask you if this movie held up. It held up because it's a true story. I mean, this is what happened. So, yeah, it held up.
I feel like these types of scenes and situations happened way more back then, where they had this killer just, like, running on the loose, leaving little breadcrumbs all around.
Ted Bundy.
Dahmer.
John Wayne Gacy.
Zodiac.
Arthur Shawcross. Now, did you, like, I'll ask you in a second, but let's get to the characters in the film. Who was your favorite character?
It was a toss-up between Jake Gyllenhaal's and Mark Ruffalo's, because, I don't know, I think they're both great. I love Mark Ruffalo personally in
too.
Everything that he does.
Yeah, I like
God,
him.
I loved him on 13 Going on 30. no, I'm obsessed.
Okay, great.
And I think another, you know, the actual, like, killer of it all, Arthur, John Carroll Lynch's character. Oh, my God.
So good. So good.
Right, he's such a good actor, too.
Who's your least? What was your favorite scene in the entire film? If you're just joining us for Breezy's Big Movie Review, she watched the 2007 Jake Gyllenhaal movie Zodiac last night. Favorite scene?
You know, I think the interrogation scene with him, the guy I just named, John Carroll Lynch, who was Arthur, a.k.a. Lee, in the film. When he literally fully incriminated himself and he was like, yeah, there was knives in my car covered in blood, but it's because I killed a chicken. They're like, wait, we didn't even know that.
His watch says Zodiac on it. It's a brand. It's a type of watch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Breezy, did you have, like, what did you take from this film? Every single week you learn something new. What did you take from the film Zodiac?
That
you can use in your everyday life.
I wouldn't say that. I think what I took away from it was, like I said before, I think we have come a long way as a judicial system, mm-hmm. where we don't let things like this happen or go on as long as they used to back in the 60s and the 50s and the 70s of, like, oh yeah, this serial killer is just running rampant, leaving little notes because they think it's funny. Like, that wouldn't, I feel like that wouldn't happen these days.
Yeah, I pray. I know. Richard Ramirez, if you guys saw Nightcrawler, I think that
wasn't
the name
Jake Gyllenhaal in that too?
No, what's the name I'm looking for? I don't think it was Night Stalker is what I'm, that's Night Stalker. It's on Netflix. Best throwback moment of the film Zodiac.
Mark Ruffalo's sideburns.
I was going to say the exact same thing. Those sideburns crushed back in the 60s. Crushed. All right, Breezy, out of 5 popcorn buckets, what are you scoring the movie Zodiac from 2007?
It was a good film, for sure. I'm going to give it, out of 5 popcorn buckets, a 2.7.
What?
Yeah.
How are you scoring this a 2.7?
There was work to be done, but I mean, overall, pretty
that
good.
That is a dumb score. It's not even authentic. Like, I thought you were going to say like a 4.7, even maybe a 4.
I did 4.7 last week. I can't. That's not how it works.
You're not basing it off of the week. You're basing it off of the film itself.
I know, but I can't go high and then keep going high. I have a standard to uphold.
That's not how you review movies.
This is my movie review. I can do whatever I want.
So let me get this straight. I want to make sure I understand week by week. If one movie is great last week and you give it a 4.7, even though this movie might be an Academy Award winning film, it can't get higher.
It wasn't as captivating as last week. I related more to last week. I'm not going around killing people with Taurus signs.
This is a true story. How can you give it a 2.7?
I wish it wasn't.
Well, you got to give it at least a 3 or higher.
That's it. My review is final.
God, this is the worst. I don't know. I think we need to get your brother on the show to start doing the reviews.
He's not even in the country right now. He's in Canada.
Oh, God. Jealous.
Well.
All right. Zodiac gets a 2.7 for whatever reason.
The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Her friend threw her a half-assed 35th surprise party, and now Gina is saying she has every reason to be upset. It was a terrible party. Is Gina coming off as ungrateful? Is she coming off as entitled? Before you answer that, let's get her on the phone with us first to hear the whole entire story. Hi, good morning, Gina.
Hi, Moose. Hi, Breezy.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, Queen.
Thank you.
Thanks for the original message. Your friend threw you a surprise party. You said it was half-assed. Tell us why.
Yeah. So the situation is that, like, last week I had my 35th birthday party, and I had plans to go out with my friends, but mm-hmm. I get home from work, and one of my girlfriends has, like, 10 people all in our apartment that yelled surprise.
Okay.
I'm like, wow.
So she threw you a, who's this, your roommate threw you the surprise party?
Yeah, she's my roommate, but she's my friend as well.
Got it.
Yeah, so I'm like, wow, okay, she threw me a surprise party, even though she knows I hate surprises, like I hate them.
Okay.
You're so not amused, we can tell already.
Yeah, you're like,
all right,
not
why
into
don't
it.
You just come out and say the party sucked, okay, Gina?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to come off ungrateful, but this is not it.
It's giving
that ship sailed.
It's giving that vibe.
It was like the saddest, most pathetic party I've ever had. Like, to be a part of. Stop laughing.
Wait, I'm picturing like one streamer in a party hat.
I'm picturing
a cupcake.
My 10-year high school reunion. That's what I'm picturing.
Yeah, but I mean, like, what made it worse is, like, it was my party, and now I'm obligated to be there when I had plans to go out.
Right. Okay. So, yeah.
She's like, so when does this wrap up?
This totally threw a wedge into your plans for the night. Now you have to sit there and hang out with a bunch of people you barely know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and first off, they got Italian takeout food. I don't even like Italian.
Why don't you like Italian?
I'm not into carbs at all. I'm not.
I'm pissed.
Okay. Wow. That's shots fired at Moose's Heritage. Okay. First of all, you sound so disgusted and off put.
Yeah, because most of the people that were there weren't even, I didn't even know them. Like, they were at my place. I didn't even know them. They were mostly my roommate's friends.
Oh, I could see how that would be a little bit awkward, sure.
Why? Yeah, why is that? Because you don't have any friends?
There was no music. There was no DJ.
Oh, no.
No one even got out the Bluetooth for the speaker. Like, it just, they had Jello shot, which, come on, I'm no longer 21.
Yeah,
I'm too old for any of that.
How hard is it to pull out a cell phone and play some music?
There was nothing special about it.
Wait, Gina, did you express this to your roommate, how pissed you were?
Absolutely. I mean, and she's mad at me, but come on now. You knew what you were dealing with that crappy party.
Oh, my God.
And now she's saying I'm so ungrateful and that I had an attitude all night. But I felt like she's in the wrong because how are you going to half-ass my 35th birthday party?
Yeah, well,
I think I have every right to be upset. Right?
I could definitely see why she'd say you probably had an attitude.
Yeah, no, I get that vibe from you for sure.
I mean, that's, you're clearly not hiding that. But, you know, it's I'm sorry that the 35th birthday sucked.
Me too.
You know, are you coming off a little ungrateful? A little bit, just a little bit, Gina?
I don't think so. You only got turned 35 one time. Like, a house party? I'm not 12.
I couldn't have been that bad, though. What else was at the party? I mean, there's people. There's, well, you had Italian food that you hate. And there was no music. And you hate Jello shots.
They also had cornhole. And I hate cornhole. So, I mean, this was a party for her. This wasn't a party for me.
Right. Well, it was her friends, her favorite food, her favorite games. And when she says, and when she said Italian, she meant pizza. Marks, I'm sorry. I know we're poking fun and it's all fun and well, but like you sound kind of bitchy. You sound a little ungrateful, if I'm being honest. I mean, like, I don't know. I'm a big birthday girl. I know a ton of people who love their birthday. And I see where you're coming from. I would definitely be angry if somebody went out of their way to throw me something that they knew I didn't want. But at the same time, like, you can't just, like, play the game and fake it for a minute.
No, you aren't there. You don't understand. Like, don't half-ass my birthday. Mm. If you're a true friend, you know me. You know to go all out for me. Don't half-ass anything when it comes to me.
I'm glad I wasn't there.
Yeah, I wasn't even there. And I can already tell. Like, Gina's not a woman that wants to sit and eat chicken Marcella playing cornhole.
Not at all.
She don't want no chicken piccata, right?
It was literally Mark's Pizzeria.
Is Gina coming off as ungrateful, though? I mean, your friend did throw your birthday party. Obviously, it wasn't the one you wanted. But who's in the wrong here? 585-252-9800.
I have every reason to be pissed. I just wanted to share the situation with you guys.
But do you, though? Do you? Should you really be upset?
Yeah.
Where do you stand with your roommate right now after the party?
I mean, I don't have anything to say to her. She threw me a party for herself.
Right.
God.
I can't believe there wasn't any music. All right, let's get to some text. People are already saying that you're super entitled and ungrateful, Gina. So
I'm not sure how I'm going to bounce back from this.
We'll keep them coming.
No, people don't understand. If you were in my shoes, you would definitely understand. It was my 35th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Which really, technically, it's not even really a milestone, you know? If it was your 40th, that'd be a bigger deal. All right, Gina, thank you so much for the call. I hope you work things out with your roommate, too. You know what I mean? She is your friend, after all. And she did go out of her way to throw you a party, so.
She's, like, moved out at this point.
I'm looking for someone. And as we speak, I'm on Zillow right now.
Are you really looking for, are you serious?
I'm serious.
Okay, we're going to have to let you go.
This okay, Gina, thanks for the call. See ya. Okay, here's some of the texts that were coming in, because Ashley weighed in first, and I was like, you know what? She's kind of got a point. She says, just another entitled person who is complaining that she's too old for Jello shots, yet she's 35, but not too old to still have a roommate. Make it make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Interesting take, Ashley.
That's tea. Very, very strange. I feel like I was a little too hard on her, if I'm being honest. Like,
not everybody likes surprises.
Not everybody like I would. The problem is, it's like, I'm brutally honest sometimes, but I'm taking a step back and I'm just trying to see it from her lens. And listen, she's kind of right. If I tell you, like, I'm not into surprises, it's not really my thing, and you go out of your way to, like, actively go against me, like, at that point, it is just a party for you.
Why are you having this take? Who sent you a text message? Did somebody say something?
No. Actually, if anything, this person said, I love your honesty, Breezy. Like, I'm glad, but I just am kind of seeing it from a different, perspective.
With anything, you should do that. Carrie says, this is why you don't throw surprise parties for people. It sounds like the party really did suck. Who doesn't have music? At least play Frank Sinatra while she eats the Italian food she hates.
Right.
Yeah, so listen, Gina had an awful time. I think what was terrible, too, is she did have plans to go out with her friends. Then she gets home and realizes, now I'm stuck.
Right.
Now I have to sit here with people I don't even know.
She's
going to
look like the jerk if she leaves, type of thing.
And now she's on, look it. That one, you thought you were doing something good for a friend. You threw them a surprise party, and now they're trying to find another place to live. See how that works?
Classic.
It's
a tale as old as time.
This guy just texted in, I told my wife I didn't want a surprise party. She threw me a surprise party. And now we're still fighting 6 months later.
Oh, God. Well, that's...
This is why you can't do anything nice for people.
Situation.
Yeah, 100%. Sure. Oh, my God.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And, of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3, right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.